When I transferred to Fordham, I was really excited to get started making my new life on campus. I was excited to have new opportunities, but I was definitely feeling a bit lost. Fortunately, I did know a good number of people at Fordham already who went to my high school, so I did make friends easier than I know other transfer students had, but I still had a lot of questions about how to navigate the core curriculum and how to make better connections with other students and faculty on campus.
Hey guys, it's Emily Dwelly, and I'm here with Danielle Terraciano, who is a member of the Fordham College Rose Hill class of 2019 and a founder of a new program here on campus. Hi Danielle, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Emily?
Very well, thank you. So Danielle has developed a new mentorship program for transfer students under the Dean's Council. Now, Danielle obviously is a transfer student herself here at the Fordham College. Danielle, can you tell us about the new classes and the new friends and the new campus and just the transition into the college?
Sure. So I transferred 3 years ago, and I really forget that I transferred because I've made such a great life for myself here. And when I came in, I was put into Belmont Community Housing, which a lot of transfer students are when they come in the fall. So fortunately, most of my roommates were transfers. I had 7, and 6 of them were transfers.
Wow, that's really good for the transition to be with other transfer students. But overall, it must have been just a difficult process just to move. So can you tell us about your mentorship program, like how did it come about, and what made you think that this is something that Fordham needs?
Sure. So I'm actually a senator for the class of 2019 on United Student Government, and we choose to be on a subcommittee, so I chose Dean's Council, and I knew that I wanted my main initiative coming in to give back in some way to the transfer community, since I did have a good experience, but I also saw some gaps and opportunities for improvement, and I knew that since I had an outlet, I wanted to work in that way. So essentially, I worked with the Dean's Council to create the framework for the program, and then I drafted a proposal, and once it was approved by Dean's Council, I had to meet with Dean Garcia, Dean Mast, and the transfer dean, who's Dean Lennis, to review the program framework, work out some logistics, and then ultimately get it approved.
It must have been a process to go through the Dean's Council, but definitely worth it. So can you go into like the actual logistics of the transfer program? Like, when are the activities happening? Like, are there events already going on?
Sure. So we piloted the program this semester, spring 2019. So we're about 2 months in and it's going really well. It's definitely a learning experience because less students transfer in the spring than they do in the fall. So this was a great opportunity to kind of ease into it and see what bumps we needed to work out before more transfer students come in the fall. So as of right now, we have two transfer mentors, myself and another, Noelle. She's also an FCRH, and we will attend the FCRH transfer student advising meetings. And the deans give us a little bit of time at the end of the meeting to sit down and chat group style, very laid back, with the new transfer students. And we have topics that we check in with them at each meeting. It's different. So the first meeting was actually at new student orientation. So our primary concern there was making sure that people who needed housing had housing, that everyone was registered, and that there weren't any major concerns. But now we're moving into more making sure that moving forward, they know their resources on how to pick a major, if they need help in classes, different resources and research opportunities. Also, encouraging them to get involved on campus is a big part of it. So that's the majority of it. And then we also have group messages outside of the meetings, and Noelle and I check in with the students pretty frequently to make sure that everything is going well.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you guys had, like, not mandatory meetings throughout the semester, but just, like, physical check-ins, besides just, like, online emailing.
Yeah, we don't really do email because it's kind of, like, a less...
Like, formal.
It's, like, email's, like, a little too formal for us, but the advising meetings are mandatory. They do take attendance at them, and they are like pass-fail, so that's their incentive to go to the advising meeting. We don't have mandatory mentorship meetings because that's something we had spoken about when we were drafting the program, and it kind of, there was like an incoherence there. You don't want to mandate that someone comes to a mentorship, right. You know, you just want to foster the relationship so they feel comfortable and want to come on their own. But we do have some like programs and events that we're planning on for the rest of the semester. So we're hoping to take them on a trip to Manhattan and kind of have them explore the city. They have already gone on one trip at New Student Orientation, so we don't want to do the exact same thing there. And then we actually did have a plan to go do a coffee chat at Prince Coffee House on Arthur Avenue, but it got snowed out, so we'll reschedule that, but we're excited to kind of chat with them a little bit more comfortably outside of the advising sessions.
And you said that the spring semester obviously like has less transfers. How many transfers are in this program right now working with you guys?
We have about 40, so it's larger than we would hope for in terms of groups. So we were originally planning on one mentor per 10 transfer students, but the kind of challenge there is that the numbers for transfers fluctuate literally until the last day of registration, so it's hard to anticipate how many mentors we actually need, but that's a challenge that probably we'll have to work with.
Yeah, and I'm sure throughout time, once this program picks up, you'll have other mentors to help you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like in the fall, there's usually about 100 transfers, so then we would hope
for
10 or 11 mentors.
Cool. So. Well, I hope other older transfers get involved with your program.
Sure.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you. And I hope that your whole transfer mentorship program will be a hit
Thank
next
you.
Semester.
Thank you.